Welcome to Educator Forever, where we empower teachers to innovate education. Join us each week to hear stories of teachers expanding their impact beyond the classroom and explore ways to reimagine teaching and learning.
When I became a teacher, I really thought I would be a teacher forever. And my whole identity was really tied up in this idea of being a teacher. So when I started to look for different options beyond the classroom and explore those options, it really came with shifting my identity. That I was still a teacher, but I had to redefine my teacher identity. And you might find yourself in the same boat, whether you're deciding to just look and see what's out there beyond the classroom, or you really want to claim your expertise as the education expert that you are, or you're ready to move entirely beyond the classroom and expand your impact. All of this comes with really redefining your teacher identity. As a teacher, you have learned so much. And so part of this step is really thinking about all the things you've learned, where you've come from, and where you want to go. And as teachers, we're often not told that we are education experts and we aren't treated well. And so really part of this is building your confidence that you know about education, you know about what works in the classroom, and you can use that expertise in so many ways. So today we're going to talk about how to really redefine your teacher identity so that you can confidently go forward into whatever career path you want to, whether staying in the classroom or moving beyond. And when you think about transitioning out of the classroom, it's okay to feel uncertain about it. Since teaching is so all-consuming and passion-driven, it's normal to wonder if any work will be as meaningful or will leave you feeling as fulfilled. And I get that, but I also get that there are so many ways to do meaningful work. And that I think this can be a trap sometimes of being like, oh, we got into teaching for the mission, right? We want to make a difference. We want it to be the great equalizer. We want to inspire kids, all the things. But that's not the only way that you can do these things. And so I think it's so important to lean into the meaning behind your career. Like, why do you want to do it? And your mission and your values. But know that there are multiple ways that you can work towards those missions and with those values. And so maybe you're also thinking about leaving your comfort zone and really adapting to new and unfamiliar settings. Like, it's a change, right? And changes are hard. Or maybe you're worried about leaving your teacher friends or your communities. All these things are valid, but they also signify the beginning of an exciting journey of discovery and growth and possibilities. Really lean into the possibilities because there are so many that it can feel overwhelming sometimes of even what possibility do I choose? But the first step is really redefining your teacher identity. You can leave the classroom if you want to without leaving education. You can stay in the classroom if you want to while also doing other things in education or building a more sustainable and joyful life. You can do any of these things, but it's important to intentionally grow your teacher identity and adapt your teacher identity. And start by thinking about the things that you love doing. You know, what do you really enjoy about teaching? What have you learned from teaching? And that'll give you clues about your next step, which could be working in curriculum development or education consulting or instructional coaching or education writing, online teaching, education entrepreneurship. Like, the list goes on and on. But the main message is that your next career step doesn't have to mean the end of your career as a teacher. Reframe your identity as a teacher instead, and view a job change as an opportunity for growth and exploration of the ways you can continue to make an impact in education. So let's think about these three steps to take as you embrace a new career path. The first one is really listening to yourself and starting to envision a new reality. So this takes time. It's not something like you snap your fingers and you're like, all right, I know exactly what to do. No. Take the time to reflect on what you want. What do you want to do beyond the classroom, in the classroom, as an educator? What's working for you? What's not working for you? What do you want to lean into? Allow yourself to explore new possibilities without judgment or self-criticism. This could be through journaling. This could be doing a voice memo on your phone. This could be talking to a friend, but allow yourself time to reflect and dream. And then to get further clarity on this, really think about your interests. What brings you joy in teaching? What are your lifestyle preferences? Do you want to go to the classroom? Do you want to not go into a classroom? Do you want to work at night? Do you want to work in the morning? Do you want to never go in person? Like, all of these things are options, but we need to get clear on what you want. Then determine if certain positions or places or organizations resonate with you, and keep an open mind along the way. This is kind of nuanced, because here I am saying, like, all these things are possibilities, but also keep an open mind. Because while we can create these different career paths for ourselves, we don't want to be too rigid, because the way that you'll get clarity most of the time is by doing the thing. So try things out. See if you like it. Allow action to give you clarity. But really, as you think about what positions or opportunities are exciting to you, think about what feels the most appealing. Like, maybe you would love to be a curriculum developer, or maybe there's an ed tech company that you would love to work with, or maybe you just keep thinking about starting an education business. All of this gives you clues. What do you keep thinking about? What do you get kind of jealous about when you see other people doing it? And you're like, oh, if only I could do that. You could. Let's think about how. So really tune into what you want, which also can be hard as a teacher, because we often are not told that what we want is a priority. So let's make it a priority. And then really, the next step is to embrace your expertise and have a growth mindset. Again, not an easy fix, but you are an education expert. Recognize and reflect on the valuable and marketable skills and expertise that you have. As a teacher, you've developed so many transferable skills and strengths and experiences that you'll bring into your next chapter. This can include so many things, but including communication, adaptability, organization, data-driven decision-making, relationship building, problem solving, on and on and on I could go. But really think about your skills and how you're going to communicate them. And then really throughout the way, having a growth mindset that we're going to learn as we go. And as a lifelong learner, you can really learn anything you don't know, especially as a teacher. So really think about that challenges are opportunities for growth and learning, and setbacks are a natural part of the journey. With a growth mindset, you can navigate these obstacles on the road to redefining your teacher identity with greater resilience, perseverance, and confidence. This growth mindset is key, and it's honestly key to your confidence. When you give yourself permission that things are not going to go perfectly, but that you will be resilient along the way, that is how you build true confidence. So allow yourself to embrace all the ups and downs of the journey. And then the third step is really to seek out support and a network to empower you. You're more likely to thrive in anything with a strong support system. And while friends and family are helpful, having support from like-minded educators and people who have shifted their own identities as teachers is key. This can help you truly understand that what you're going through is something other people have been through. And they've come out of it on the other side, doing all sorts of cool and inspiring things. Surrounding yourselves with a supportive network and community can bolster your confidence, provide a safety net during inevitable moments of uncertainty, and offer guidance and encouragement along the way. This part, the safety part too, the safety net, is really key, because we all have moments where we doubt ourselves or things don't go exactly as we've planned. We need to build that community around us who won't let us dig into that place too deep, who will acknowledge that, yes, things that are hard are happening, but there's a way out. And so really building that community for yourself is also an act of confidence, really saying that you will not fail because you are surrounded by a community who won't let you. And if you're looking for a community, we have, in my opinion, the best one at the Educator Forever Network, and would love for you to check that out as well. But no matter what you do, you know, as you step out of your comfort zone and redefine your teacher identity, remember to embrace uncertainty and be willing to take risks that will push you beyond the familiar so you can open up yourself to new possibilities and expand your horizons. Setting clear and achievable goals is crucial. So make sure that you have a plan, that you can build momentum and you can make it through to applying for jobs, revamping your resume, going on interviews, building your business, whatever it is you want to do. Part of it is visioning. Part of it is believing you can do it and embracing the process. And another part is just really planning and doing the darn thing. So really do the work. There's not an easy way, but it is worth it, and you will learn through the process. So again, if you're looking to move beyond the classroom or start using your educator skills in different ways outside of the classroom, start by allowing yourself to envision what you want. Take time and envision and dream it. Then embrace your expertise and really have a growth mindset. And then build a support network who will help you achieve your goals. Set those goals and do the things you need to do to make those goals a reality. And along the way, we are really cheering you on. We are really here to reinvent and elevate the teaching profession and advocate for you in all the ways that you want to make a difference beyond the classroom. We can't wait to see what you do.
Ready to find rewarding, impactful work in the education world? Take our free quiz to discover your next right career step. Will you be a curriculum developer, an education consultant, instructional coach? The list of possibilities goes on and on. Take the quiz to find out the best fit for you at educatorforever.com/quiz. You'll also receive customized resources to kickstart your dream career and life.